This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back. What are we talking about today, Arvin?
We are asking people if the COVID-19 pandemic has taught them about crisis management.
Okay, we've had some feedback that we'll get to in a minute via Instagram. But before we do that, of course, we need a quick update from all the numbers over at the KLCI and Bursa at break, please.
Yes, so it is down by 0.67% at 1,566 points. Active stocks include DGB Asia Berhad, Enzo Holdings Berhad, and Secure Metric Berhad. The ring Ringgit is at 4.27 against the US dollar, 2.97 against the Aussie dollar, and 3.06 against the Sing dollar.
Now then, back to that question and some responses that we have over on Instagram. Chris.
Right. So 231291 on Instagram says financial and continuity management, which I think is an interesting... I've never heard of continuity management before, but it makes sense. And Bowen for me says, to expect the unexpected.
Ooh, I feel like we need some kind of Twilight Zone music going off there. There you go. Thank you very much for that. It almost sounds like you've done some kind of promo with some kind of music going off in the background.
Yeah, it's almost as if you can hear me bopping for 30 seconds or so on BFMs occasionally.
Yeah, almost like.
Something like that, right?
I don't know.
Something like that. Anyway,
like that.
Moving on very swiftly to story number two. And of course, it's about online shopping, but in a slightly different way.
Yeah, so it's about, you know how we talk about there's a surge in, hygiene products or sanitizers and stuff that people buy. There's also a spike in the sales of fogging machines or like mini sanitizing fog machines that a lot of barbers use them. So they fog the place in the morning and the night after every business
day. I was expecting the things that mobile DJs use at the... weddings.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah, they're probably using those too.
For whatever reason, my mind went there. I don't know. I don't know why. Anyway.
Yeah. So with the spike of those things, there's also a spike in online loans. Not exactly online loans, loans for online shopping. So they give an example. Browsing online during the lockdown, Jessica spotted a pair of Ray-Ban sunglasses that she liked, but the price tag made the 30-year-old Ohio resident think twice. What persuaded her to click buy, she said, was the short-term credit offered by Afterpay, which split the US $260 price tag into four interest-free installments. So $1,114 split four ways. And Afterpay is among a handful of alternative credit firms which offer small loans, mostly to online shoppers, and make their money by charging merchants 4% to 6% commission. So they don't exactly charge the customers, but they charge the merchants because it makes it easier for the merchant to sell their products knowing that the people can pay in installments.
Is the... base price of the product marked up more to kind of reflect the merchant charges at all? Kind of that little hidden cost that, instead of them being $240, there might be $242 or $243 or something.
No, it looks like it's the retail price that if you see it online, even if you buy it using cash or like a one-time payment, or if you use the Afterpay or whatever service you're using, it's the same price. It's just that I think it's, if you go to a site and if you cannot afford this thing, but you could afford it if it's made into installments, the merchant still gets a sale through you as opposed to you just leaving it alone and not buying it at all. And I think that's the market that these people are targeting now, especially since the, online shopping has sort of spiked.
Right.
Which it basically says, because it goes like, but swelling subscriber numbers may also increase bad loans, mainly among first-time users who are more likely to default. And as job losses rise and government aid ebbs, the business model will face its first real test in a recession. While a move to online shopping was underway before the pandemic, the shift has accelerated under lockdown, and Afterpay signed up more than 1 million new active US customers between March and May. A million while they're in lockdown.
This is exactly the reason that they've done this, because they're hoping that people can't pay it back and therefore they will make more money for those people that do default.
Right.
Yes.
I mean, as a business idea, it's very cutthroat, and I'm sure a lot of people are going to do it. But as a decision for somebody who's wanting to keep track of their finances, this is not a good idea at all.
I'm primarily confused as to what people are buying.
That they need a loan for.
Yeah, the thing is, I mean, with that example that you gave of the Ray-Ban sunglasses, mm-hmm. like, you're not going outside. Why are you buying sunglasses for? I mean, no, I'm sorry. But,
okay. You know, yeah, Alvin, why do you use that example?
Ask Jessica here why she's buying sunglasses.
What I mean by that, is, you know, I can understand a product that has some sort of, you know, a return on the investment, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Like a tech thing, like a laptop or a podcasting equipment.
Yeah.
Or like fogging the sanitization equipment, for example, that might be more expensive. Mm-hmm. That I kind of get. But if it's just these sort of, I guess, like fast-moving consumer goods, why are you taking out a loan for your impulse buys? Yeah.
Yeah. Which is why there's another company called Klarna. They're a fintech startup with 7.9 million subscribers, and they've signed up outdoor gear maker The North Face. Again, not sure why during the lockdown. And also Disney streaming service and cosmetics retailer Sephora. So they also have streaming services as their clients, which means that you can pay for the streaming service in installments, which they're already installments.
Yeah.
So smaller installments?
Smaller installments, maybe pay a year to go in installments. So it's interesting. They're targeting things that people might buy during the lockdown, which, like you said, it might not make sense, like the sunglasses or the North Face you know, outdoor gear makers. But for some reason, they know people are picking up on these things and they're giving them new ways to buy them.
Okay, so before the pandemic and before... No, right. A couple of weeks after the pandemic mm-hmm. broke and the crisis and whatever, and we're all sat at home and we're all thinking to ourselves, you know, in some ways it's nice that we're now sat at home. I now realize that I don't need to buy as many things. Mm-hmm. I don't need to be spending so much money on all of these things. The retail industry and whatever industry this is now have come back with such a bang and are now trying to convince us that we really need these products mm-hmm. that they are finding any and every way they can to get us to purchase these things.
Also because a lot of people have gotten money through stimulus packages. So this is just looking at the US alone. It says investors and analysts agree that young people with stimulus money in their wallets are driving sales and BNPL, so buy now, pay later.
Yeah.
Shoppers that Reuters spoke to were all under 35 and bought household items as well as skincare products and clothes. So the vast majority of customers have income levels of under $75,000 a year. So I would say the majority probably have a stimulus check.
Oh, no. Okay. Yeah, stimulus checks are not for you to buy sunglasses with.
But obviously they are.
Oh,
obviously they're using the checks to buy. And it also says that most of them pay back on time. So
great, if that's the case. But this does sound like a trap.
Yeah,
very much so. I mean,
it's like the younger version of the payday loans that they had in the UK,
mm-hmm.
you know, where we saw that the interest rates were like, you know, sky high and whatnot. And if you couldn't afford to pay it, your house was being repossessed and one thing or another.
Yep.
Oh, my word. Interesting, though. Very interesting. It is. That's how the world is headed right now, isn't it? Micro loan for micro payments?
For online shopping exclusively. It's only happening in first world countries now, but you can bet it's going to make its way all the
world. Soon, e-commerce can reflect on your credit score. Yay!
Good point. Speaking of e-commerce, we have a bit of a chat later on in just a few moments about Lazada and how the Lazada Malaysia will be bringing prawn farmers online as of today. It started at midnight last night with a live stream, of course, with Abang Brian, the guy who cooks things in his wok. All about that a little bit in a minute. We're going to take a short break with Letters to Cleo because of you here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.